The gun control debate has become a polarizing experience for many Americans. It's unusual to hear civil discussions between the opposing sides. I'm Sonia Harris. The KUOW Ask a Series brought together a group of gun owners and non-gun owners to share points of view and gain perspective. The event took place at the Hillman City Collaboratory on March 31st. Before the conversation started, we asked participants what they expected from the event.
Fritz Kessler, I'm really just curious to hear the different perspectives of all these gun owners and what guns mean to them.
My name is Teresa Searles. I'm trying to make people feel comfortable with the idea that a gun owner doesn't have to look like someone in camouflage, and we don't all hold the same values, and we don't all belong to the NRA.
My name is Thomas White. I go by Tom. I suppose I mostly wanted to provide a perspective that that gun culture is not quite as monolithic as it sometimes seems in the media and in the U.S., and you have trans and queer gun owners like myself, and that our motivations may be somewhat different from a lot of what you hear.
So my name is Beatrice Capio. So I was one of the organizers of the student walkout on March 14th. I am really interested to learn how we can work together, whether you're a gun owner, whether you're a concerned citizen, and try to make some reforms so that a tragedy like Parkland doesn't happen in Seattle.
After the discussions, we asked individuals from both groups if their perspectives had shifted.
The people who were trying to ask the gun owners questions, they were surprised at my answers and how much we had in common. I understand now why people are afraid of gun owners, and also I understand how education about guns could be offensive and uncomfortable to some people. So I think that was very helpful for me to hear their perspective.
The differences in opinion on especially like gun control policies are so different. Like some people are like, no assault weapons ban, like I want none of that. And other people are like, no, I totally support an assault weapons ban, and I'm really proud of what students were speaking to. So I just think the wide range of opinions was really striking. But at the same time, like some people that I talked to, just like our facts were different, and that was just really striking to me and frankly a little disheartening. But at the same time, I'm really glad that this conversation widened my perspective in terms of the different ranges of opinions gunners can have.
I talked to a lot of really well-informed gun owners, all of whom had a really diversity of opinion about guns, what we should do to curb violence associated with guns, and their thoughts on what gun control meant to them. And it was really, really beneficial to hear more than what you hear out of major media outlets, but really hear diversity of opinion on that. Enjoyed it.
It would be really wonderful to have more opportunities to talk with people in this way where we're letting our guards down and we're not coming at it adversarially. That's something that doesn't exist very much in regards to this particular subject. And the few times I've had experiences like this before, it's always been really positive, and I want to see more of that.
You just heard from Teresa Searles, Beatrice Capio, Fritz Kessler, and Thomas White. They participated in our Ask a Gun Owner event at the Hillman City Collaboratory on March 31st. For KUOW, I'm Sonia Harris.